Welcome, graceful viewers, to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, featuring the second part of our visit to Minty Wellness. Nestled in the midst of 100 acres of gorgeous natural woodlands in western New York, USA, Minty Wellness pampers visitors with its original combination of various kinds of soothing contentment. It offers raw vegan gourmet dining, therapeutic relaxation, a spa and massage, and cozy stays in the peaceful natural resort. Situated by a lovely tree-lined pond, Minty Wellness is the materialization of vegan aspirations for a good life through ideal, compassionate living.
We're really committed to the vegan and organic lifestyle here. So you can come and eat here, or you can come and spend the night here, or you could come and have a spa service, independent of each other, or you could come and do it all.
After assisting people as a nurse for 25 years, Ms. Linda Tichka, owner of Minty Wellness, decided to reconstruct the concepts of wellness and healing. Here, in this vegan resort, wellness means enjoyment and healing nourishment. Guests coming to Minty Wellness receive professional medical and nutritional consultations while indulging in an escape. Ms. Laura Kep is a naturopathic doctor and herbalist with 13 years of experience. She shared with our correspondent her way of helping achieve better health at Minty Wellness.
I get a lot of healthy people as well as people who have a lot of different issues going on. It depends on the person and what they're looking for, so I try to detail the analysis to them, to the particular needs of what they're searching for. A lot of what I'm doing is helping them to figure out what types of nutrients they may be lacking, and to help guide them and get them on the right path nutritionally with their diet.
Yeah, I know a medical doctor will send somebody for a blood test.
But
what would a naturopath do?
I am using a system where we are literally capturing a microscopic image of the hair and skin. When we do that, it's going through a type of software program where it sort of analyzes the hair and skin and has a way of finding out what nutrients are in their system to a normal capacity or a low capacity or too high of. Not just nutrients, but metals as well, candida, things like that as well.
Now it seems a lot of people are moving towards alternative hair.
Absolutely, I agree. All walks of life, I see all different people. I have moms bringing in their two-year-old babies because they don't know what's going on with them, as well as people, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, who are becoming more health conscious and looking for some answers and to get them guided into the right direction for better eating habits.
Yeah. So what sort of diet do these people eat normally before they come to you?
Meat and potatoes, the typical American diet. I like to my analogy for that is the standard American diet is the sad diet. And literally, I'm telling people that all the time, that that's what's breeding disease with certain people. And they're coming in because they have health issues and health concerns due to the way they've been eating. So we use the different analyses that I do to help me figure out exactly where they're lacking with their minerals or their vitamins and then direct them. I am definitely trying to get people to go in the direction of healthier eating habits, getting more fruits and vegetables in their diet, more plants, more of a plant-based diet.
With Minty Wellness, people will be coming and going. But how do you ensure that the client gets the attention that they need over a longer period of time?
I'm available to my clients as much as possible, and they can email me. I usually will tell the client when they're coming in, you know, I'd like to see them back in approximately 6 weeks. Sometimes they're staying here for a weekend overnight, you know, doing the whole spa thing, or they may come in and just come in for my services and leave. So it depends on the client. After that, it's going to go beyond. It's going to go 3 months or 4 months. Depends on the individual, depends on what we're working on.
While the naturopathic doctor guides visitors towards balanced plant-based nutrition, Minty Wellness also offers visitors specialized nourishing food. Here, Chef Michael will prepare your meal as a personal cook, which means he creates dishes to satisfy your needs and preferences. Luxurious accommodations, comforting treatment, and gourmet food go hand in hand here at Minty Wellness.
So we're here with Chef Michael, who prepared these delicious two dishes. But the most curious thing about you, Chef Michael, is that you have been a personal chef to people.
Yes, I have. As a private chef, I started by studying at the School of Natural Cookery in Boulder, Colorado. And I decided that I loved cooking, but I didn't want to have to be restricted to a menu in a restaurant and go by that. I wanted to make my own dishes. Through the school, I was able to learn about healing foods, the energetics of food, and for myself, I found the benefits of healing foods in my own health. And so I catered to people who, I would go into their homes and I would cook for them, mostly people who had dietary needs, who needed to be gluten-free, or they were raw foodists, vegetarians, or cancer patients. And I would, you know, provide the service of making sure they could eat meals that they didn't think they would be able to eat. Mm-hmm. So healing foods is really what I've always provided for people. Mm-hmm. And so it was a pretty special service that I was able to give to people.
We will take a look at the kitchen, and when we come back, we will learn more about healing foods and the concept of wellness at Minty Wellness. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And now let us continue our visit at Minty Wellness, a pioneering all-in-one vegan restaurant, hotel, spa, and therapeutic center, and natural resort in Darien Center City in Western New York, USA. Minty Wellness exemplifies the concept of wellness through naturopathic doctor and herbalist Laura Kep, and also through Chef Michael, who offers nourishing, personalized cuisine that is tailored to an individual's special needs.
Here we cater to people who are raw foodists and people who are vegan and gluten-free, of course. So there's a mixture of what we do. As far as the raw food goes, since we can't cook it, my idea is that we need to make it as appetizing, flavorful, and like to the eye, too. And that's where a lot of my private chef skills come in when it comes to dishes like that. And I enjoy doing that a lot.
So what is the most important thing about being a personal chef? From your observations of people you have cooked for, what do they look for in a chef?
To be passionate about what you're doing, that they know that someone who has any kind of special dietary needs is going to want to know that the person cooking for them cares. And that's why I would call my business Food with Love. It's my private chef business because that's exactly what it is. I cook from my heart center, and that's what I learned in school. And I think people can sense that, and they're drawn to that, and it works out really well.
Whenever there are guests in the dining hall, Chef Michael will come talk to them in person to understand more about their preferences. Each dish is specially created. When dining at Minty Wellness, you have a private chef in Chef Michael.
So you mentioned the art of cooking. Is cooking an art, or is it something that you just do?
For me, it's an art. It can be an expression of a lot of things. I think if I'm in a good mood, it's going to show in what I make. It's an art to me, and I just believe, just like a sculptor or a painter is going to express himself through that, and I express myself through my cooking. Mm-hmm. That's why this job for me here at Minty's has been such a great job for me, because I'm able to use my talents, my mm-hmm. artistic way of cooking and preparing meals, mm-hmm. and creating a menu that's going to be all about healing foods, and that's going to provide the same services I try to provide as a private chef, but on a much larger scale.
Tell us the importance of ingredients and how you approach ingredients.
I cook more with what we call ratios, and you know, taste, smell, sensing the food, sensing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I have like an intuitive way of knowing what goes into a dish. Mm-hmm. For example, this stir fry that I've made here, mm-hmm. or actually even know the nori roll, the tomato dill nori roll. I thought to myself, like a light summer, elegant dish like that. Mm-hmm. And you think of, people think in the summertime like a tomato dill salad, mm-hmm. and it's refreshing, you know. So I thought of something like this, and all those flavors that I put in there, all the ingredients that I put in there, they just fit. Mm-hmm.
In fact, to enhance the nutritious quality of the food, dishes at Minty Wellness Restaurant are not only vegan and raw dishes, but also mostly organic.
Okay. So, and these dishes are purely vegan or?
Absolutely, 100%, no doubt about it, vegan and organic. Mostly organic. There are a few things that I just cannot get organic, mm-hmm. but we make a real, going 100% organic. Mm-hmm. Some things like pine nuts, you know, some of the nuts I cannot get organic. There might be a spice or two, but all our produce, mm-hmm. anything that's on the dirty dozen, mm-hmm. you know, for pesticides, is always organic. Vegan, because obviously we bring no animal products in, and we don't bring any dairy in, and we make all our bread and our chip, mm-hmm. so we know that nobody can bring in an animal product or an emulsifier or something, because Mike bakes everything here. Mm-hmm. We make all that. Our distributor is an organic distributor.
Vegan, raw, organic. Minty Wellness's ideal of wellness and healing through food actually attracts all kinds of guests from all around, vegan or otherwise. Ms. Linda Tichka shared with us that many visitors try vegan food for the first time here at Minty Wellness. It is most certainly always a positive experience.
We've had many people come to the restaurant. It might be a curiosity factor, coming in to see, you know, what's the buzz about. And when I greet them at the door, I always ask them, are you at least vegetarian? And I've had quite a few people say no. Mm-hmm. And I do explain to them, I say, you know, we don't serve chicken here. You know, there's no meat, no mm-hmm. chicken. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, we're willing to try it. And they've been pleasantly surprised. Maybe we'll be able to influence people to a more positive view of, you know, vegetarian, vegan food.
The presentation of the plates was very good, and flavors. I've never had totally vegan or vegetarian food, but I like to eat stuff, and even the chocolate on the cake was wonderful. So all the flavors that we had have been very tasty, and I would definitely come back, because I'm also trying to eat healthier, and so this will give me an idea of other ways of incorporating vegetables and fruits into my diet, and hopefully cut back more on my meats.
So how did you find out about Minty Wellness?
My neighbors called me. They were going out here today because they saw it on a local station on for Buffalo, Channel 9, mm-hmm. and they had a little spot about this restaurant on TV.
So what is your opinion about the chef?
The chef is very informative, and I'm glad that he came out and talked to us about what he was doing, because sometimes you go to a restaurant and you never see any of the kitchen staff.
This tastes better than any cheesecake I've ever had.
Why is that?
There's no dairy, no cruelty, and it just tastes better. It's creamier, but it's not as heavy.
Our correspondent asked Ms. Linda Tichka about her future plans.
Well, you know, dream big, right? Mm-hmm. Ideally, we would like to put a banquet hall up here. Mm-hmm. I would love to host a vegan wedding or a big vegan event here. And, you know, Mary would like to build another one someplace else in the world.
We chatted with Ms. Linda Tichka until late that day and assured her that we would be coming back to Minty Wellness, whether here in Darien Center, New York, or elsewhere in the world.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Avocado in it?
Avocado. Mm-hmm. Cucumber.
Yeah.
We do. Mm.
For more information on Minty Wellness Organic Vegan Hotel, Spa, and Restaurant in New York, USA, please visit www.mintywellness.com or call 001-585-591-3939. Healthy viewers, thank you for being with us today on our vegan vacation at Minty Wellness. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May your garden of life flourish with love, tranquility, and wisdom.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.